Brew and Buzz on a Friday morning. Evan Farbach and a special edition of Brew and Buzz, an off-season football update with Bruin. First-year head football coach Matt Hennessy. Bartlesville entering their testing week. It's going to be kind of different. The regular portion of Summer Pride is pretty much over for the Bruins as of this week. Bartlesville has wrapped up their hell week over the past 4 days. Some intense workouts. We'll talk about that with Coach Hennessy. They got their testing week coming up. Then it's a week off, and then it is practice beginning on August 3rd. So Matt Hennessy joins us for Bruin Buzz. And first question, Coach, I know right before that mandated OSSAA dead period, which was over the 4th of July holiday, you guys had a pretty big 7-on-7 tournament. A lot of the skill guys were able to participate in that. And I know from talking with people that were there and chatting with you a little bit about it that early returns from that were good. Obviously, don't care so much about wins and losses, although I think that was pretty positive as well for the Bruins, but a lot of other things pointing to an upward trend for the Bruins this offseason.
No, I was really happy with that tournament. Went into it not knowing, honestly, how it was going to turn out. I knew that, you know, we got put in the big school division, so we're in there with Broken Arrow and Bixby and Edmond Deer Creek and Norman North, and Sand Springs was the only other school our size in there. So, you know, we like, hey, let's just go compete. And, you know, we've been talking about we've got to change the, you know, culture is a word that gets thrown around so much and gets kind of overused. But I'm talking about we got to change how we respond to things. And that was the knock on Bartlesville. You know, instead of bouncing, if something bad would happen, instead of bouncing back and playing hard and doing whatever, they would just want to talk trash. And they'd talk trash to each other. They'd talk trash to the other team and just get their tail kicked. So, you know, we talked about that a lot. And you could tell when we played Broken Arrow, they came out in the first play. We hit a check down to our back, and then they've got four Power 5 DBs. I mean, so it's not really fair. But so we had a check down to our back. They come up and smoke him, knock him down, get a flag on him, come back next play, throw it out to our receiver, get the first down. They smoke him, and no flag. So then I'm on the referee, so now the kids know I got their back. But they never backed down. They didn't start talking trash. They didn't not play hard. We drove right down the field and scored. And we held them, and you know, we were ahead of them. But they come back and they beat us. They beat us by 8, which that's, I get it. But I actually opened the game the day with Edmond Deer Creek, who's a very good football team, and we won. And I'm like, okay, well, we won the game. But I was more happy with we knew our stuff, we acted, the way we responded to each other. We weren't talking to the other team, we were talking to each other. All the things we've been working for, I could see it in the first game. Then we had them. Then we played Sand Springs, and we get down to the end of the game, and we score with you know, Sand Springs defending state champs, and we score with 10 seconds left to go in the game, and down by 1. And Mason looked at me and said, 1 or 2? And I'm like, who are you talking to? First of all, I always go for 2, and I would never play for a tie in a 7-on-7. I'm never playing for a tie in a real game. But so we go for 2, and we get it, and so we win the game. So that was a huge win for us. You know, just kids were excited, beat Sand Springs, and came back and beat Norman North, which was a big win because they ended up beating Bixby. They lost to Bixby by a few. We ended up getting second in our pool. But again, I had no less, and this is not an exaggeration, no less than 20 people come talk to me about how different the team looked. And again, like you said, not the play. It was not the scores and not the plays we were running. It was just how hard the kids were playing, and they weren't talking trash to each other, and they weren't talking trash. So that made me really happy. I was very happy with the results of how that went over there.
Bartlesville head football coach Matt Hennessy with us on Bruin Buzz, talking Bartlesville football off-season workouts. Really only half a week left or so in those. And Coach, you were into the OSSAA dead period pretty much after that Squirtle 7-on-7 event we just talked about. How have the last couple of weeks gone for Summer Pride, and describe to me what went on this past week for Bruin football as far as workouts are concerned. You guys kind of ramped things up a bit.
Really good. Kids came back, and you know, it's weird this year because it's 3 weeks before dead week, 3 weeks after dead week, so of workouts, and then a week of testing. But you know, so it's shortened up. Summer Pride's a little shorter this year. So the kids came back in pretty good shape. We've had really good workouts, had great attendance. Like I was telling you, we're going to do 100% shirts, and we've got 47 football players that are going to get 100% shirts, which is pretty impressive. You know, it's over probably, I bet it's 70% of the team. And then we've got over 100 kids that are going to get the reward trip. We get over 90%. You get to go to the water park. And so counting all the other sports and everything else, we're going to have over 100 kids that will be taking the water park. But this week's Hell Week, it's tough. And, you know, yesterday was 40 perfect 40s and took us 62 to get 40. But we got it. And the kids, again, it was them not arguing with each other. Them not, because we call out who didn't get it. I mean, we put people on blast, and mainly to see if the other guys are going to encourage them. Are they going to get mad at them? How are they going to respond? And they responded well. And today it was, you know, a 35-minute plyometric circuit that was brutal, and they made it through. I keep reminding them that we're like the Marines. You know, the only easy day was yesterday. So tomorrow we got a tough one. Then Thursday we're going to take them up. We don't have a Hog Hill run like I used to run at Pahuska. So I've searched all over Bartlesville. So somebody out there knows a better hill we can run. I'm searching. But we're going to bus them over to the Wesleyan Church, the big parking lot over there where it's got the steep climb on the parking lot. We're going to run them on that. Pretty good Thursday. And then next week we'll be testing along with Little Kids Camp, which we can talk about that a little bit too, but pretty excited about that. Next Monday and Tuesday with Little Kids Camp, but long week for the coaches. We'll testing, we'll have staff meetings all week for make sure we're all on the same page, and then on Thursday we reward the kids and go to the water park. But you know, and Little Kids Camp at night that week, so that week's just crammed full of stuff. Then the next week is Coaches Clinic week. So give the kids a week off, give the coaches a week off if they want it. But then we come back full go. Whereas normally we would have, you know, senior-led workout and coaches work week, kind of a week to get back in the rhythm of things after that week off. But it's not this year. This year, practice starts August 3rd. They did it for heat acclimation. I think it's ridiculous. I don't need another 5 days of practice before our first game. So another week of no opponent. But it is what it is. I mean, I understand why they did it. The schools that are already in teacher meetings and schools, we practice at 5:30 in the morning. So heat is not an issue for us. So so we'll start practice at 5:30 that Monday morning on the 3rd.
Awesome. We're talking with Bartlesville head football coach Matt Hennessy. You talked about next week and the compressed schedule a little bit. You mentioned the kids camp. You can talk about that if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. So basically, hopefully we'll have all the little guys out here. We're going first grade through sixth grade. It's unpadded camp. We do our camps a little different. My big deal is, because my big stressor for, you know, I got a youth coaches meeting Sunday night. So I'm going to meet with all the youth coaches. And my big deal for youth sports, got a love-hate relationship with it. When it's done right, I absolutely love it. When it's done wrong, I absolutely hate it. But my big deal, all I want out of them is, I'll evaluate them by how many of their kids play football the next year. I want them to make the kids love the game. Everybody wants to be the guy that says, oh yeah, Michael Kent, I coached him when he was in second grade. That's why he's such a good quarterback. But nobody wants to go and talk about the 6'4", 245-pound tuba player that's in band because they ran him off when they were in second grade. So, you know, I want them to do that and then teach them fundamentals along the way. So our coaches are going to work. Our coaches have made drill tapes for them. We're going to go through all that. We're encouraging all of them to help us with youth camp. But my youth camp's a little different. So we don't put them in positions. We don't do any team stuff. It's all individual stuff. And every kid plays every position. So every kid's going to get a chance to play quarterback. Every kid's O-line. Every kid's receiver. So we do that. I think it's important because at that age, you really don't know. First of all, they got the striper rule. And the best quarterback out there might just be too big. You know, so we like to encourage those kids and have a good time with it. And we have fun with them. All our players will be out there working with them. And it's a great time for our players too, because our players learn. We've been doing OTAs this week also. I didn't even mention that, where basically Michael's got a script and he goes out and they're running practice. They go out and take it through the stuff by themselves. You know, we watch it, but we don't get involved with it. And the main reason is we got some people start stepping up at some point. And there's no better way to learn stuff than have to teach it. So we like that at the little kids camp too, to have our guys get out there and understand how big role models they are and have fun with the little guys. So hopefully we have a big attendance on that.
And testing next week, what are you expecting out of that?
Well, I think it'll be good. We've had really good workouts. You know, this week that's what's made Hell Week so tough too, is along with the 40-40s and the plyometric circuit we did and all that, they're at 90% on their max. So they're going 90% for three in the weight room. So it's been pretty brutal, but we should have good results. I think, you know, we've had great attendance, and I'm anxious to see how much these kids have improved in their 40s and their and also summer is when you actually finally get a chance to do more work on your agility work, your footwork, your speed work, all that stuff. So our testing should show in our testing.
Bartlesville head football coach Matt Hennessy is with us on Bruin Buzz. Matter of weeks, coach. Obviously, you've just got a handful of days until practice actually begins. How excited are you? How excited is the staff, the players, about actually getting this thing going as it's just around the corner?
It's twofold. I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword there. We are so ready to start practicing. We're so ready to get out there under the lights at Custer Stadium and see all the people and get the excitement rolling. Same time, we're like, are we ready yet? I could really use a few more weeks here to get ready. So, I think we're pretty ready. The kids are good. We've picked up some new players. One of our goals was with Summer Pride was let's build relationships with some of these basketball and baseball kids that haven't been playing football. And we picked some of those up. So we're going to have some new faces out there that you're like, oh, that kid, I thought that was a baseball player. And he is. And he's still going to be a baseball player. That's also the beauty of how we practice. By practicing at 5:30 in the morning, we're done with practice. We watch film seventh hour, and the kids are home by 4 o'clock. So if a kid wants to go up and take some swings or needs to go work on pitching so he's not rusty when he comes in and football's over, basketball kids want to go in and get some shots up, that's 100% fine with us. We don't care. Go in there. Wrestlers want to go in there and work on some moves, whatever. I don't care what they do, once they leave at 4 o'clock. Now, I don't want them full scrimmage and getting hurt before the game, but coaches get it. And so I think that's why everybody's kind of on the same page. Coach Price on the same page with us, and Coach Christian definitely is. He's out here at Summer Pride every day encouraging football, basketball, baseball. It doesn't matter. I love seeing the growth of our coaching staff kind of coming together, which was also a goal when I came in, of kind of get all the coaches together so kids don't feel like they have to choose one sport.
Bartlesville head football coach Matt Hennessy on a special edition of Bruin Buzz. Again, testing week next week for the Bruins off season. Coaches will be going through some meetings. There'll be some youth camps at Custer Stadium. And then practice begins 2 weeks from this Monday.